Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT. Bandwidth for the Daily GizWiz is provided by AOL Radio at AOL.com/podcasting. It's time for the Daily GizWiz with Matt's Madistrator, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 254 for February 22nd, 2007. Quick pod. And now, get ready for Dick. It's Thursday. That means it's time for another fabulous edition of The Daily GizWiz with the little old GizWiz guy himself, Dick DiBartolo. Hey, Dick, you're going to be on the radio show starting this weekend.
Yeah, how is that going, by the way?
Well, we just started. You know, last weekend was the debut. We're slowly getting in more and more markets, which is really fun. We're already in some big ones, including Denver and San Francisco and Los Angeles and Tampa. Houston, San Antonio, Cincinnati.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, so it's rolled out very quickly, and you know, it takes a little while, of course, for a show to build
up. Yeah, it took you, 5 days to get, 7 stations?
Yeah, we're doing well. I'm really happy.
At that rate, in 3 weeks, you'll have the
whole
world.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. Okay.
And I think once they learn that the Daily GizWiz is going to be on every week, that's going to make a big difference.
So that'll be fun.
So we'll just do a quick gadget every week. And what I'm really hoping is it'll introduce a whole new audience to the podcasts.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah, because I just love this podcast. It's, you know, all your children, you love all your children, but you know, some of them are, you love a little more than the others. And
I am so thrilled by the emails that they just absolutely, they're just so wonderful. I don't know if I told you that some guy added up how many minutes the Daily GizWiz had been on since the beginning.
Oh, my. How many?
And then he converted it into days.
Oh,
and he said, there's been X GizWizzes. They average this. They average that. He said, so I have to thank you for probably the best 8 days of my life.
But it took us a year to do it.
Yeah, I know. But isn't that kind for someone to add up all those
minutes?
And yeah, it's really great.
Yeah,
it's really great.
The best part about doing podcasts of any kind, but especially ones like this, is just the audience is just fantastic. People are wonderful.
Well, some guy hates his job, but he gets through the lunch hour because that's when he saves the Daily Giz. It's really great stuff.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Well, let's cheer up another person.
Okay.
With a
well,
gadget
today's
of the day.
Gadget is the Quick Pod.
Ooh. Now, you had a Gorilla Pod.
We had the Gorilla Pod. You're right. The Gorilla Pod was the thing that you like can wrap around tree branches or park benches or any sort of pipe to take photos. Quick Pod is a little tripod for you to – it's about
– Let's talk about the Quick Pod. The name
says – when you extend it, it's about a foot and a half. It's so you can take your own photograph. You look a little weird. What you do is you screw your digital camera into it, a little camcorder.
No wonder you look weird. There you go.
Right. And you put it on self-timer.
Yeah.
And then you hold this up, and there is a tiny little brass button that gives you a reflection of what the camera's looking at.
Right.
So you hold your arm out, and then when the camera goes off, you take your own photo, or you and friends in front of, you know, famous landmarks. And the guy who invented it, he had a couple of interesting points, is that one is that when you give somebody the camera and everybody gets ready and they smile, the person with the camera usually goes, which one of these buttons is it? You know, and then you have to, the moment's lost and you start over again.
Oh, I hate that. Yeah.
Or, you know, there's always, you know, this has never happened to anybody I know, but he was saying you chance someone taking your camera and running with it. I guess that's a possibility. But the little Quick Pod is just an easy way for you to be in the picture. And you can even buy a little set of optional feet so you could turn the Quick Pod into a tripod.
Oh, that's
so it's very clever.
I keep going. People are hearing it at home. You're not hearing it. Every time I go to the QuickPod page, it makes a lot of noise.
Oh.
So, but you know, I realize, I think it's an interview with Callie Lewis, our good friend Callie
Lewis. Let's talk about the QuickPod. The name sounds deceiving. Yeah, what does it do, actually? Basically, it's an extension of your hand so that you can take pictures of yourself without having to ask a stranger to do it for you. I don't know about you, but
I don't know how to stop it. Thank you.
Have I been replaced already? First I hear that there's no one like me, and suddenly there's a woman doing my job.
There's Callie doing the QuickPod. Well, it's on the front page of their site. So it's a neat idea. I think she showed us this on the Call for Help, as a matter of fact.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's for self-involved people who just want to take a lot of pictures of themselves.
Of themselves.
You could walk down the street with the picture with your camera in front of you at all times.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, never miss another shot.
Yeah. If you like to attract people, that would do it. Yeah. Just walking down the street with...
I do that all the time, actually.
What, take your own picture?
Yeah, I take pictures of myself all the time.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm kind of pathetic.
Yeah, I noticed on the picture of the warehouse, there was a big black shadow where I used to be.
I took that right out. Yeah, it was kind of sad when I took a picture of you in the warehouse. All I had was my camera phone, and it was kind of dark. The camera phone actually has a pretty good camera, but it doesn't do that well in the darkness. And so I didn't get the greatest picture ever. But anyway.
There are a couple of shots at gizwiz.biz.
Oh, are there? Oh, good.
On the warehouse page. So you could look there, too, with the
and
big
you know,
steel doors.
We have a virtual warehouse in Second Life. Have you seen that?
Yes,
Isn't
I went
amazing?
There.
Oh, you went this, there. Oh, good.
I went this guy. Hey, you have to join.
So you did that finally. Oh, good.
I did that because I just wanted to see.
And then your pictures on all the boxes. And
yes.
And there's even stuff that was in the warehouse in there.
I know. That's another thing I'm talking about is that people – we'll go through all this. Someone made Twit wallpaper.
Yeah. Crazy, isn't it?
Yeah. It's just amazing.
The guy's handle in Second Life is Boss Melnitz, and we thank Boss Melnitz for making that. There's a whole Twit amphitheater, but the best part to me is the Gizwiz warehouse, which is the gadget warehouse is right there. It's so funny.
That is unbelievable.
So the QuickPod is how much?
QuickPod is under $30. I think it's about 8 ounces. It comes in a little carry bag, and it's all engineered. They sent me this, and so there are four little screw-on feet. So I'm not sure if the feet are included when you buy it. I know. It was a gift at CES. So
they added the feet. So it could turn into a regular tripod. But really, the point is it allows you to take pictures of yourself holding the camera.
And also, someone said that when you're there holding the camera out like this, no one's going to walk between you and the camera.
Good point.
As they might do if you have a person standing there.
The only thing wrong I can think of, the only thing wrong with this is that your right hand is never in the picture. You always have. Yet if you look at pictures of people who use this, for some reason, they're always reaching out of the frame.
Oh.
Because they're holding a QuickPod, right? So you only see
their
arm.
Well, that's why Adobe came up with Photoshop.
I thought you were going to say, and now when you buy QuickPod, you can get Quick Hand to hold your QuickPod. You hold the Quick Hand with your real hand, and your real hand is always in the frame.
That's it. Get a mannequin.
The additional real hand is only $39.95.
Right. $300 for the mannequin that can hold the QuickPod.
And you'll never lose your right hand again.
We call it Quick Again.
Here they are, the Gizwiz Letter Singers. Actually, there they go.
Excellent.
Thanks, girls. We'll see you next time. Bye. I just love it. They come in. They're six beautiful.
Oh, they're great.
Wonderful, wonderful people. Six beautiful women. They come in here. All they do is they sit here. I give them a sandwich. They wait until it's time. I point at them. They sing the song. And that's it. And they leave.
They leave.
Yeah.
Dick and Leo, I love the Twit Netcasts. I remember. This guy remembers Real Talkin' Bubba. Remember we had him on at the warehouse?
Yeah.
Right. My great aunt had one when I was younger, and I thought it was cool, probably because he was such a smart aleck.
He is.
I went to the toy store and bought one. I'm 21 years old now, and I still have it. Nothing wrong with that, pal. I still have mine. More amazing is that it still works after all the moving I've done.
The difference is, Dick, you actually still sleep with yours. That's the only difference. He's got his on the shelf.
How do you know that?
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm right. Yeah, okay. Right. Bubba, close your ears, Bubba. This is getting rough. I don't want Bubba to hear any of this. Bubba, don't listen to Netcast.
Why, that really burned frost my liver. I'm sorry. That's my Bubba imitation.
Right. Oh, okay.
Scratch my hair.
Oh, that's very good.
Thank you.
That's very good, considering you only heard it once.
I only heard it once.
I was listening to the GizWiz from the Gadget Warehouse while surfing the net. And downloaded the security gateway Astro.
Astro. That's the one sponsor left in the entire Twit network.
Oh, okay. Thanks to the recommendation on Security Now.
That's right. See, that's why Tostino's really needs to sponsor this, because there's tens of thousands of people listening right now who would be eating a pizza pop, whatever they call them, if only Tostino's were advertising on this show.
Okay, make a note that that we started begging on what show?
Well, we started yesterday, so 250, show 251.
Right.
And I'm figuring by 300, Tostina Pizza Rolls will be on this show.
On the show or out of business. one because the they're either in or we start the boycott. It's one. No, they have 30 days. 30 days.
You can sponsor this podcast or you might have an accident.
You could just close your place down, pal.
I don't know. I wouldn't threaten General Mills. In fact, I don't think anybody higher than a corporal.
We're just joshing. Chris says, thanks for the trip down memory lane and reuniting me with my old friend. That was Chris from Creston, Iowa.
Can you still buy Talking Bubba?
No. The following year, they came out with like Sleepy Time Bubba, and
he killed the franchise. That's
a flashlight. Yeah, I know. And then the third year, I think they came out with None of Your Business Bubba, and then Filthy Foulmouth Bubba.
Bubba right here, Bubba. It was just over. Yeah,
Longshoreman Bubba, who did nothing but swear.
Just killed the whole franchise. Right.
That's right. And then Streetwalking Bubba.
Sad story. Someday they'll have the jingle singer, Bubba.
Oh, wow.
Wouldn't that be good?
That would be great.
Here come the letters. Your gizwit. Anyway, I think we better wrap this up before we get Bubba-fied.
I think so.
We'll be back tomorrow with a real live visit to the Gadget Warehouse.
And we're doing something different tomorrow, but you won't know until tomorrow.
Well, you better tune in. We'll see you next time, Dick.
I'll be here.
D-A-I-L. Why, it's the Daily GizWiz. It's the Daily GizWiz. It's the Daily GizWiz.
It makes its own gravy.
Yeah.